Petitions, memorials, remonstrances. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. What? You have a resolution, Senator?
Sorry, Mr. President.
We'll go back to that order of business.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, Mr. President, I do have a resolution.
Send it forward.
And I would request that the reading be waived and to be printed in the journal.
We'll print it in the journal, Senator.
What this resolution does, and I'll just tell you right now, I'm not infringing on the Senator from Cole, but because he normally does this, but the Missouri Community College Association would like to use the Senate chamber at the end of next month, from Monday, February the 23rd, from 9 to 11. And in fact, how I'm doing this is East Central College in Union, Missouri, who I represent, they are the host college this year, and they are in charge of planning all of the activities and everything that's going on. So,
Senator?
Yes.
Would you please request unanimous consent of this body to suspend the rules and pass your resolution?
I will do that, Mr. President. I apologize for
that. Senator requests unanimous consent. Does anyone object? Hearing none, we will go to the motion on adoption of the resolution.
Okay. Mr. President, I move that the resolution be adopted.
Does any senator wish to be heard on that motion? Seeing none, the senator is recognized to close.
I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Resolutions. Concurrent resolutions. Senator from Monroe.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two concurrent resolutions.
Send them forward.
There you go.
Care to explain the first one?
Which ones do you have first? First resolution is dealing with Congress to act upon re-implementing horse slaughter in this country.
Thank you, Senator. Be printed in the journal.
Second resolution. Second resolution has to deal with urging Congress to allow farmers to retain a methodology to retain patented seeds for replanting.
Thank you, Senator. Concurrent resolutions. Introduction of bills. Senator from the 10th. Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 203, introduced by Senator Justice, an act relating to the duty of a pharmacy to fill prescriptions.
No explanation, Mr. President.
Introduction of bills. Senator from Lawrence.
Mr. President, I have one bill. I waive explanation.
Send your bill forward. Thank you, Senator. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 204, introduced by Senator Goodman et al., an act relating to psychologist licensing.
Senator from Monroe.
I have two bills, Mr. President.
Send your bills forward.
No explanation needed.
Read the first bill of the Senator from Monroe.
Senate Bill 205, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to prohibiting condemnation of property owned by a gun or sportsman's club.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 206, introduced by Senator Schumeyer, an act relating to state officials and employees' compensation.
Introduction of bills. Senator from second.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have two bills. No explanation needed, Mr. President.
Read the first bill.
Senate Bill 207, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to data security breaches.
Read the second bill.
Senate Bill 208, introduced by Senator Roop, an act relating to teacher certification for part-time teachers.
Introduction of bill. Senator from Webster.
I have one bill, Mr. President. It's self-explanatory.
Send it forward. Read the bill.
Senate Bill 209, introduced by Senator Clemens, an act relating to security interests in farm products.
Senator from Monroe, you have another one?
I have a joint resolution, Mr. President. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senate Joint Resolution 8, offered by Senator Schumeyer and Pergeson, an act relating to hand fishing.
I hate to speak for the senator from the 33rd, but the people in our districts are getting mighty hungry and they just need a way to garner food. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of business announcements, and if you'd recognize me for announcement.
Announcements. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you. Just for the body's information, when we close these things, and I say that I move that the Senate adjourn under the rules say we will start at 10 o'clock. We're off Monday, and I couldn't see a reason to come in at 10 o'clock on Tuesday, since we don't have committees and everything yet, we will be adjourning till 4 o'clock. And so I have to say, instead of in the rules or under the rules, I have to stipulate the time if it's different than 10 o'clock. And so for the body's knowledge, that's why I say it that way. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Further announcements? Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, no further business coming before the body. I move that the Senate stand adjourned until 4 p.m. Tuesday, January 20th, 2009.
You've heard the motion. As many as are of the opinion shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.